So let's start off as usual by making sure that we're in a relatively upright posture, one that allows us to have the chest open, the heart open, allows us to breathe freely, but also making sure we're not holding ourselves in a tense manner or rigid way, allowing the body to relax. And just becoming aware of our experience. There's the experience arising from the outside world, light, sound, feeling of contact with the air, with our seat, with the floor. There's the world of internal sensation, sensations arising from the body, sensations arising from feelings within the body, feelings of our experience being pleasant or unpleasant. Just noticing whatever's arising right now and allowing it to be there. So it doesn't matter whether you're happy or unhappy, or whether you don't know how you're feeling right now. Just recognizing that that's what we're starting with. That's what we're going to be gently working with. So as you're sitting here, feeling the breathing rise and fall, aware of feelings arising around the heart, around the solar plexus, just letting your attitude soften. And beginning to remember that in being human, we are doing a difficult thing. We want to be happy. A lot of the time we're not happy. So just recognizing the reality of that right now. And being prepared to wish ourselves well, to give ourselves support and encouragement as we do this difficult thing of being human. May I be well. May I be happy. May I feel at ease. If you find it easier to use the second person, may you be well, etc., feel free. And now calling to mind a good friend. Somebody whose well-being is important to you. Someone you care about. Perhaps seeing in your mind's eye what they may be doing right now. And being present for them as a kind of invisible guardian angel presence. And as you see this person in the mind's eye, remembering that they too are doing this difficult thing of being human. Your friend wants to be happy, and often isn't. Doesn't want to suffer, and yet often does. So, with that empathetic awareness in mind, remembering that the friend is just like you, giving them support and encouragement, wishing them well. May you be well. May you be happy. May you feel at ease. And now letting go of the image of the friend and calling to mind someone who you don't have much of an emotional connection with, you don't know very well, a relative stranger. Again, just seeing in the mind's eye what this person may be doing right now. What kind of thing might they be engaged in? And recognizing that this relative stranger just like you, just like your friend, is doing this difficult thing of being human. They want us to be happy, and yet find happiness elusive. They don't want to suffer, and yet suffer far more than they would like to. And often they just don't understand why happiness is so hard to find and why suffering comes around so frequently. So, with that empathetic perspective in mind, wishing this person well. May you be well. May you be happy. May you feel at ease. And now, in place of the relative stranger, calling to mind someone that you have difficulties with, some sense of conflict or unease, and recognizing that this person too is doing this difficult thing of being human. They too want to be happy. That's their deepest desire. They want happiness, well-being, peace. They too don't understand life, and so happiness proves to be elusive. Suffering comes around all too often. So they're in the same existential situation as all of us. We're all in it together. Wishing this person well as they do this difficult thing of being human. Giving them support. and encouragement. May you be well. May you be happy. May you feel at ease. And if we feel uncomfortable having this person in our mind, that can remind us of how difficult happiness is. And now, just coming back to your experience of sitting here right now, aware of your body, of whatever feelings may be arising, and aware also of the space around you. There's a field of awareness surrounding you, pervading the world. Within this field of awareness are various beings or signs of beings, perhaps, sounds, perhaps just that presence where we know someone is in the next room. Being aware of the space around you and that each being you encounter in this space is a feeling being, a struggling being, desiring happiness, not wanting to suffer. Just letting your kindly attitude pervade your awareness. So that there's now a field of kindness around you and within you. And now calling to mind the other people who've been in the practice, the friend, the relative stranger, the person we have difficulty with, I was imagining them in the space around you right now, sitting with you, sitting quietly meditating. And just letting them be within your field of kindly awareness. And you might want to drop in phrases like, may we be well. May we be happy. May we feel at ease. And then letting that attitude of kindness touch all other beings within your field of awareness right now. Beings giving rise to sounds of bodies moving, of vehicles, airplanes, music, voices, or just knowing that there are beings around you. Being aware of them with kindness. And not just human beings, there are birds, mammals, insects, perhaps reptiles, amphibians, all kinds of different beings. And all of them, unless you're considering very simple beings like bacteria, all of these beings capable of feeling distress or freedom from distress, some kind of happiness. Wishing all beings well. May all beings be well. May all beings be happy. May all beings feel at ease. And this field of awareness includes your mind's eye. Includes memories of places, of people, of animals. Just letting your mind roam freely, perhaps calling to mind different places, different people you know, places full of people you don't know. And wishing all those beings well. So you can just sit for the next few minutes if you want. Aware of different beings from around the world. Beings that you know through direct contact. Beings that you perhaps have only seen in movies or on television. Even just beings that you imagine, it's important to wish them well too. So just continuing to do this for the next few minutes until it feels like it's time for you to begin to open the eyes.